There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, featuring Michael Harrison, as usual in this hour of the program, going through the top topics, the talk topics for the entire year of 2014. The charts have been put together by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. Also there you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's all about talk, and many of these stories reflect a sort of political bent, but not all of them, because it's not all about politics. It's all about the news of the day, thus the handle News Talk Radio. So, Michael, you have the big job of having already analyzed all of this, putting it together. What do we have for our list?
All right, well, here we are at the beginning of 2015, taking another look back at 2014. And the top News Talk stories on News Talk Radio and the top people are as follows. First of the stories, at number 10, we have some celebrity stuff. Hacked celebrity nudes, N-U-D-E-S, that's News Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tied with Bill Cosby's rape allegations. Nothing funny about that.
Mm-hmm.
At number 9, we have the National Football League and all kinds of stories of sociology coming from there, particularly domestic violence. And also pot laws, marijuana in the news, all at number 9. At number 8, criticism of Obamacare. At number 7, the Ebola outbreak. At number 6, the environment in terms of meteorological concerns, winter cold, western drought, global warming. At number 5, Russia-Ukraine tensions. That's tied with the downing of Flight 17. And, of course, that escalated into all kinds of other Russian news throughout the year. A lot of Russia on the minds of people on talk radio. At number 4, we turn to internal domestic race relations and police-community relations, the Michael Brown slaying and police killings protests. At number 3, international tension, the battle against ISIS and Gaza violence. At number 2, immigration amnesty and the child illegals influx. And number 1, as can be expected, the ongoing story that just never goes away, we just changed the date, the midterm elections and the 2016 presidential prospects. Let's talk now about the people. At number 10, we have Bill Cosby. At number 9, we have Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, and Roger Goodell. For those who aren't into football, those are NFL guys. Chris Christie of New Jersey at number 8, John Kerry of the world at number 7, Vladimir Putin of Russia at 6, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner of Washington at number 5, we have number 4, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mitt Romney, Scott Walker at number 3, Michael Brown and Darren Wilson, number 2, Hillary Clinton at number 1, Barack Obama. And there in a snapshot are the people and stories on News Talk Radio in the year that has just passed, 2014. We're now 15% of our way into the 21st century.
My God, isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah, doesn't that blow your mind?
Oh, my God, that's really amazing. I was thinking about these people and the things that they have in common, the things over the course of the year that have brought these people and others to our attention, whether it be they were goofy or eccentric, or neurotic, or tacky, or rude, or funny, or just plain stupid. You know, there's annoying people, there's pleasant people. But the pleasant people, look at that list. Are any of the people on that list pleasant? People you'd like to have a beer with.
Well, I find the most amazing person on this list to be so different, perhaps, in reality than the image, is Bill Cosby.
Yeah, right.
I watched an old episode of The Cosby Show the other day, just out of curiosity. I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole half hour without commercials on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fabulous show.
Right.
And you say, this guy is that guy?
Uh-huh. How,
and it just makes you take stock of reality, and you never know. And, of course, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but...
That is, you never know. That's it. And it brings me around to something that I spent some time analyzing before we went on the air. We pride ourselves with the list. You and the folks and your staff at Talkers Magazine take the facts work through the subject matter and come up with these lists. It's a big task every single week. And then you and I go on the air and we talk about the nuance of some of the stories, and then we dissect sometimes what goes on between your ears or between the words or between the lines, if you will. And I found that over the course of this past year, Michael, we have talked more when it comes to not the issues, but the things that surround the issues. We've talked more about what is truth versus what is factual, what people think is the truth. We've gone to that at least once a month, pretty much through the whole year. The question on whether or not what is being discussed is true. I don't mean beliefs about other people. I'm talking about beliefs that people build up about how all of this works. All of these, the whether it's life or is it possible that the police protests, you know, that we've angled that to a certain extent so that the media has changed our perception. We don't really know what the facts are. We don't even know what the facts are after the grand jury. So you and I get involved in these conversations about what is true, and I found that to be interesting as we look back at the year and look ahead, whether that'll be the bell, the harbinger, the bell ringer for 2015, trying to figure out what we talk about, whether it's true or not.
Well, it has to be, always has to be what the basis of any conversation of goodwill, publicly or privately, is trying to...
But you know, and I know that it isn't often true, what we hear people say. They make it up, it's conjecture, stuff that you see in print is bunkum. And that's what we get frustrated on, because it's hard to know what the facts are.
Yeah, well, many, or what the reasonable interpretation of the facts are, because then it goes into ethics, integrity, principles, mm-hmm. morality, and trying to come up with an idea of what would be best for people, speculation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no easy answer to this. You can just boil it down to the spirit that we should always be concerned about the spirit of the truth as opposed to the spirit of beating somebody. You know, there are many, many institutions in our society that are not based upon finding truth. For example, how about a courtroom, a criminal lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
A criminal lawyer could know that his or her client is guilty, but it is their obligation to try to prove that they're not.
Right.
That's a clear-cut example where it is okay to seek victory at the expense of truth. As a matter of fact, it's a constitutional right. So this gets murky around the edges, and even though I've said this to you a number of times over the past few months, that we should seek truth as opposed to victory, I'm not saying that I have a monopoly on truth. I'm not saying that I know the truth. I'm saying I believe we should seek truth.
But we hear, I, Rush Limbaugh, know the truth, have the truth. Then you're going to hear on the other side, even political stuff. And that's entertainment. That's the no spin zone, which is nothing but spin. That kind of stuff. And it's just very interesting, I think, to have people want to know. Some people say they want to know what the facts are. Other people want just to hear their own truth, whatever their truth is. It's like popularizing a particular format musically. Some people want to listen to adult contemporary music. Some people want to listen to the hits. Some people want to listen to country. Some people want to listen to classical. And that's true when you pick the hosts and or programs you listen to on talk radio. It's, you know, what do you feel comfortable with? Not many people want to be challenged.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And also, as I was about to say, hyperbole is part of show business. You know, the greatest show on earth. How's that? I mean, yeah. Is it really the greatest show on earth, the circus? You know, the most important football game in history. Every game.
I know. Every game is the most important. Let's pause for a moment. We'll pick up.
How about every election? This is the most important election of the last 100 years.
Right, exactly. The worst weather forecast in the 100, you know, that kind of stuff. All right. Hyperbole is what it is all about. Oftentimes you find that entertaining, the use of words. We'll talk about something that has been in the top 10 and is reflective of what Michael was talking about in terms of the truth. As we continue here on this week's overview of the hot hits, the talk topics that made it in 2014, Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance. which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers' markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with me, Doug Steffen. I was thinking about a specific reference to the truth and how it gets fudged. And I think of Professor Bonzoff at George Washington University and all the hoopla about the Redskins and how arrogant the presentation is of that information, how the FCC sort of pushed it out of the way. But yet some people believe this guy, even though what he's saying isn't really the fact of the matter. Is it the truth for some people? I guess it is if you agree with him, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the opinion. Sometimes we you're talking opinion. That's his opinion, and those right. who agree with him, it's their opinion.
Right. But then it becomes he spreads it around and others as well as it being fact. This has I have concluded that these are the facts. Really? Well, he chooses the facts that he wants people to hear or to understand. He doesn't have all the facts. He only has some of the facts.
Well, yeah, and how effective would he be as a person out there in the public debate if he said, well, I think this is true. I'm not, I don't know.
Okay, enough said on that. We are we're offering congratulations, I guess, to ourselves for having made it through another year and looking forward with anticipation to the year 2015 as far as what's on News Talk Radio programs and stations are concerned. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Talk Radio Countdown, Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits in Talk Radio, any number of names that we use to describe what we do here. Michael Harrison is featured with me during this hour of the Countdown every week. I'm Doug Steffen with the voices of people who are important in our business. I'm wondering who you think. I'm looking at some of the names in the news, some of the significant hosts, whether they be national or local. And I'm not talking about the popularity campaign. I guess the reference might be to the Heavy 100 that Talkers Magazine publishes at Talkers.com every year. You now have the Heavy 100 in sports. But there are continually ongoing sources of conversation with hosts that have been around for a while and then the new faces. So who are the most intriguing faces, do you think? Who is the audience reacting best to as we begin a new year?
There's no answer to that. I mean, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
That's
but,
all right.
It's not like sports where here are the hot new rookies, and here are the, you know, it doesn't turn over that fast. It's not like Hollywood or sports. Talk radio is something that if you're good at it, longevity really is part of what you need to be able to do to have a meaningful career.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a long time to break in and to have people accept you. There are no sensations. There are no overnight, wow, this guy is really doing well. It's a very, very slow-moving process. The development of relationships. So I would say the fact that we have so many of the same people still surviving and doing well is a pretty remarkable achievement. I mean, you've been doing your daily show for 20-some-odd years. You got the big names out there, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Dave Ramsey, and Dr. Joy Brown, and you still have Howard Stern on the scene, a remarkable pioneer. He's done a lot for non-terrestrial radio. This guy was big on AM radio, then he helped develop FM radio, and now he's developed satellite radio. I find it very hard to say so-and-so in Baltimore or so-and-so in Dallas or whatever. Because there's so many, and that's why we have talkers, and that's why we publish all this information. So, you know, very very rarely will I be like the author who says, well, read my book.
Right.
But go check out talkers.com. And there are hundreds of... That's your headlight office, though. I can't answer that.
I can't read my book.
I read my book on page 24.
Oh, my God, that's funny. That is funny, though. It really is. And there, but there are so many people.
That, to me, is the bane of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
And it, and unfortunately, so many producers and so many hosts think that it is their job to pluck people from the PR circuit and fill it in. The public relations companies do so much of the programming for lazy producers.
Well, the other side of it is, and this is my approach to it, those PR people are getting paid by the television network, by the record label, by the publisher of the book to get promotion. And yet when they come on to these programs, well, if they go on television, they get paid whatever the minimum is.
Right.
In this case, they don't necessarily, I mean, I'm not, I don't get paid when people come on to plug their stuff. And why don't I? Why, I shouldn't be left out of the loop, should I? Or do I have to say, I mean, I'm being facetious somewhat here, but, you know, there are people
who... you're being technical, too, because it's a complicated legal situation you're describing.
Right, yeah.
But you know, if something is being paid to be promoted, somehow the listener should know or it's deceptive.
All right, let's talk about, when we come back in a moment or two, guests versus hosts in terms of what people want to listen to. You're listening to The Year in Review, even though this is a weekly program. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the week, wait a minute, no, this is the year that was. A review of the 2014 hot stuff, the top topics, the hot hits in talk radio from the research done at Talkers Magazine. Editor and publisher Michael Harrison is here with us every week at this time. And so we step aside for 1 week during the year, at the end of the year, to just review what most of us already know are going to be the top hits. No surprises in the list, I don't think. I didn't see any surprises. Did you sense there was any surprise in the information that you put together as we got to the end of the year?
No, not within a year. If we were to do the top stories of the last 20 years, there are tremendous surprises that you would forgot they happened.
Mm-hmm.
But in a year, no. Most of these topics were on the radio almost every week. That's how they made it to the top of the year. Matter of fact, the fewest surprises are on this list because we've been living with these topics all year long.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we touched on something a minute or two, or maybe 5 minutes ago, in fact. The idea of hosts interviewing people to promote things, and if they're good guests, you know, does it mean something? There are two philosophies, and I'm not sure that people always understand the nuance of host-given programs versus guest-driven programs. I think NPR, the stuff that's on NPR, is what we would consider guest-driven. It's topic-driven, but it's driven by guests and not necessarily the hosts. And they also, there are opportunities for that to present itself on the commercial side as well. And then there are hosts who never have guests, who always present their point of view, and maybe a few other people are on with them, but it's all focused on the host. He's the star or she's the star. And I don't know, I guess I would use, you mentioned Joy Brown a few minutes ago. She might be an example of that. Limbaugh certainly is. He rarely, if ever, has guests on unless he gets President George Bush or somebody like that. But for the most part, it's an the host is taking ideas and working them over to stimulate you. So which works best?
Well, you're missing out on one angle in this.
Could be.
The host-driven shows, the guests are the callers. Mm-hmm. There are very few shows, if any, in commercial talk radio on either public or commercial that are totally monologues by the host.
Old Gene Shepherd show.
Right. Those were very unusual shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about a guest, you're talking about a special guest that's not a caller as opposed to a caller. But there is interactive dialogue as opposed to monologue. Which one works best? There's no answer to that. It depends upon the host, the talent, and the circumstances. I mean, even great hosts have bad shows.
Right.
And nothing can kill a show quicker than a bad caller or a bad guest.
Yep.
But then it's up to the host to make it as good as possible. Here's my philosophy on it. I believe that the most important thing is that the interests of the listener have to be served more than the interests of the host, the caller, or the guest.
Mm-hmm.
If the interests of the listener are served more, then you can promote anything you want. You can give your website. You can give your phone number. You can say, go see my movie, buy my book, whatever. But in the process, what the guest or the caller or the host has to give is some kind of takeaway value to the listener for putting up with the plug. It's like, I'll watch the commercial if the show that surrounds the commercial is worth it. But I'm not going to watch commercials if the show doesn't have value. And it's the same principle.
All right. Now, would you mind a self-serving example?
A self-serving example?
Well,
yeah.
I'm just thinking about it.
If I were to come on this show and I were to say to your listeners, keep going, like I alluded to before, go to talkers.com. Go to talkers.com. I'm here to promote talkers.com. I'm not. If you never mentioned I'm from talkers.com, I wouldn't care. I'm here because I really enjoy the process of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And those who've listened over the years to you and I think that, to you and me, I think they know that that's the case. It takes time to have that type of credibility.
Right.
But no, there are guests that you could just tell they're only there to promote them. They don't give a damn about the listener's
right.
well-being.
No.
And you know what I'm saying. You're a host. You do this every day.
Well, that's what
don't,
I was...
Don't you get guests on that you just want to kick them off?
I don't often have guests that do not pertain to specific issues that I'm talking about. And even then, 4 or 5 minutes of them is plenty. But I'm going to call your attention to a recent conversation that I had to make the... make the example, if you will, of what we're talking about. I had Martin Short on if you'll pardon the pun, short period of time. His goal was to promote his book that has just come out in December. And I don't know that I've ever had, I don't remember whether I had him on before, you know, it's not important. Over the years, you mentioned, thank you, that the Good Day program has been on now in its 27th year. Only Limbaugh and I have been doing syndicated programs that long. That's not meant to be self-serving, it's just kind of a factual anecdote. Maybe somebody else is better to say it than me, but it brings me around to the number of people I have talked to. Somebody figured out, one of the producers figured I had had about 14,000 guests on over the period of these 27 years. And then, on top of that, I probably talked, if they use the average daily number, maybe 140,000 callers over the same period of time. So, when you get somebody like Martin Short that wants to come on, and you've heard it all before 100 times, I get to the point about 4 or 5 minutes into the conversation, I'm listening to him prattle on about really nothing. And he's not interested either, by the way. He could care less. He's there because somebody lined him up for a bunch of interviews. He doesn't know me from Adam. He doesn't care about me. So all of a sudden, I said to him, Martin, what kind of a car do you drive? And he stopped. There was silence, 4 or 5, 6 seconds of silence. He said, what do you mean? I said, I want to know what kind of a car you drive. He said, well, why is that important? I said, because I think it would tell me something about you. Don't you want to tell me what kind of car you drive? He said, yeah, I drive a 5-year-old Lexus. I said, really, why do you drive a 5-year-old Lexus? He says, I live in New York. I don't care if it's bent up, beat up. I just need a car to get from point A to point B, and it's all scratched up, and it doesn't mean anything. It means nothing to me. The reason that I bring it up and the conversation that ensued was more about him and his life, and the car was a way to get into that so that he actually would pay attention to not what I was asking him, but what he was saying.
Yeah, to learn more about him. And actually,
right.
The listener came away with something. And his reward for being honest and open and sharing something was that he got to plug his book.
Right.
But the whole thing doesn't have to be a darn infomercial for the book. And
no.
That's the point.
Right. Exactly. I want to know more about him. You know, we made a couple of laughs about the Three Amigos and his role as, was it Franz in The Father of the Bride? Was that the name of Franck or some whatever role it was? You know, but that was fun. But he wasn't having any fun at all until that. And so, but again, I just use that as an example of how some of that stuff sometimes just becomes.
Well, you see, that also is assembly line radio. Quite
right.
Often listeners don't realize that when they hear the guest on the air, that that is one of maybe 30 interviews that they're doing that day.
Right, exactly.
And it's one after the other, after the other, after the other.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen. As we continue here on this week's overview of the hot hits, the talk topics that made it in 2014.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance, which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting itched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, end of year, beginning of new year. So there's something going on that I'm betting nobody wants to talk about. We had this whole huzzerai of the Sony hack, and whether it was an inside job or the North Koreans did it, or whoever it was, that brought me around to thinking about all the people who are on the left or the right, people who do talk radio programs who are really visible, who encourage people to go to their website. They encourage them to go to their Facebook page, use social media, yada, yada, yada. So what happens if somebody decides to hack into Rush Limbaugh's website or his email or Glenn Beck or Tom Hartman or, you know, anybody, local host, whoever it is? What happens if that happens? Are there hosts that are vulnerable? We all talk about it in the sense, okay, well, there are businesses that are vulnerable, and there are governments that are vulnerable. How about those of us who do this for a living, where people obviously, I mean, I get emails every day that from mostly people that like, I guess, what I do, but there's some people that don't like it, and they get pretty angry. So if you're
somebody
good,
that likes you might be crazy and hack you. we're just as much danger as we are from our fans.
I suppose.
As we are from our foes.
Yeah, maybe that's true. So what are we, you know, that's been one of the great things. Radio stations and programs are certainly vulnerable to identity theft, to hacking, and
being famous is dangerous.
Yeah,
in this new environment, being famous and being a celebrity, having exposure is dangerous. And what's so interesting is the whole nature of the culture right now, the technologically induced culture of the digital age, is to be famous, is to be out there, to go viral. Mm-hmm. Ooh, don't get me started on that. We should do a whole show on my view about going viral.
Really?
But, oh, yeah, yeah. That we can't even begin to scratch the surface here, so let's not even start. But let's put that for the future. We'll talk about going viral.
Okay.
But being famous, you know, like me on Facebook. You see, I would never ask anybody to like me on Facebook because it's embarrassing. It's like saying, and be sure to send me a lot of love letters.
Right. You know, it's like looking for
love. I would rather just be likable than ask people to like me. I think one of the ugliest terms of our time is like me on Facebook or like us on Facebook.
Right.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, talk show hosts being vulnerable, well, if they're taking the credit cards of their listeners and they have their banking information on their website, they're more vulnerable. But everybody in our society is increasingly vulnerable to the creeping dark side of the digital age, and we're just starting to become aware of how dangerous it is out there in this polluted ocean known as the Internet.
Yep. And it is a polluted ocean.
Yes.
It's obscene how much pollution there is of every size, shape, and description, which actually brings me back. We're almost out of time. One of the things we've been wrestling with forever on the radio is the definition of obscenity. It's supposedly, you know, how there are people who, like the whole hoopla that came when Tom Brady a couple of weeks ago said, dropped an F-bomb, and it got picked up by microphones and people. Some mother called the FCC and said, I had a 12-year-old kid listening to that, and I can't believe how offensive it is. Those kids, they shouldn't be hearing things like that. And so the FCC actually looks into it and decides to fine a radio station that carried that, or a television station, but yet they can never collect because there's no community definition of obscenity because nobody agrees on what obscenity is.
And the mother is more upset about the word that the kid has grown up listening to than the fact that the sport has people trying to knock each other unconscious.
Right. Breaking their necks or sending them into Parkinson's disease and into Alzheimer's and dementia. No, that's more important is whether Brady drops the F-bomb on the sidelines. It's just incredible.
Well, come on. You know, these are all the stupidity, the stupid ironies of our society. And those are the fun things to talk about.
Yeah, they are.
Is, you know, the irony.
Yeah, it is ironical. The irony is there for sure. All right. So if I can, in the moments remaining, get you to prognosticate a year from now at this time, what will the number one topic be?
Oh, clearly the presidential election.
The presidential. Well, by that time, we would have been through, what, a couple of dozen people, or there'll still be a couple of dozen people that we will have focused on all year long.
There'll be people that'll be winners and losers. There'll be people that are up there now that'll be falling from the wayside, and there'll be people from the wayside that'll be up there. Mm-hmm. That always happens. It's way too early to predict who's going to win, But it's certainly not too early to predict that that's going to be the center ring of the circus. I just hope nothing happens that, you know, is a tragedy. I'm always worried about terrible things happening because they do happen.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we can have an economic recovery in this country, which seems to be on its way. I'm hoping that people become more intelligent about how to use the Internet. And basically, I'm hoping for world peace.
Me too. Happy New Year from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer's really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Mr. Wiseman is a lawyer, a college professor. He is an expert on scams. His website, scamicide.com, is a standard. It's a website that's dedicated to informing you about all of the scams that come about as a result of almost anything. Anytime there's a disaster, there are going to be scams. Anytime there's a promotion, there's going to be scams. It's just we've now, because of the technology of the world, we live in an era of scams. So that's one thing that he focuses on. But I always like to get his opinion on some of the legal issues. So as this is the review of what happened in 2014, looking ahead to 2015, the things that you've written, opinion pieces that appear at Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com, for example, all the back and forth about the Redskins and whether there's any legal, we've got a law professor at George Washington University who wants to complain, or he wants to prove to everybody how smart he is. So he brings up stuff like this, which really has no merit, even though he's got a lot of traction there, a bunch of hooey. The FCC says nothing doing, and you wrote on that.
Professor Banzeff, I think sometimes he thinks that talking loudly is somehow proving your case rather than talking with some evidence to back it up.
Right.
And I remember even having a debate with him. Very difficult, arrogant guy. And,
yeah.
You know, reasonable people can differ in regard to the issue of whether the NFL team in Washington should be called the Redskins or not. I think there are arguments on both sides. But one of the key things that he was missing and was when he filed his complaint was interesting because what he did was the radio station that carries the Redskins games in Washington, their license was up for a renewal.
Right.
And so in the process, he filed a complaint saying that the radio station was not acting in the public interest because they were using racist hate terms and that therefore their license shouldn't be allowed. And frankly, what he was arguing was totally irrelevant. And yeah, a lot of people miss this with free speech. They're fine with the free speech that they agree with. But if somebody disagrees, oh, no, you can't say anything. So, for instance, he said this shouldn't be allowed because it's hate speech. It's the equivalent of using the N-word,
nonsense.
To which I agreed. I said,
you agree with that?
Some people it is, but the FCC actually has had cases, if the law professor had read them, that allowed that. So he tried to argue that it was profanity, that it was hate speech, that it was all of these things that, frankly, are allowed as free speech on the airwaves. And you have to remember again that you don't just allow the speech you agree with. You allow speech to get out there as long as it's not inciting imminent violence. So that was one where it was no surprise that the FCC unanimously upheld the license. And the issue of Redskins, well, it's being dealt with in the trademark office, but that's a whole other story.
All right. One of the things that happens as we get to the beginning of a new year are new state laws that take effect. There are new laws for California regarding livestock. You can't have them in your living room. That's the law.
There go your cows.
Massachusetts has new laws. Let's see. There's one levying the ultimate punishment on wannabe teen drivers. The wine shipments. You can do that in Massachusetts now. All right. So there are these new laws. You want to go through some of them that you remember and ones that are most significant. We have a story covering the new laws at DougStephan.com this week, but I thought it'd be interesting to get your take on some of these laws. Train school personnel in Tennessee to administer insulin. Hello, you're going to give kids and teachers are going to give kids insulin. That'd be good.
I'll tell you, one of the things that is near and dear to me is children identity theft laws, because there's a lot of times where kids get their personal information, namely their social security number, stolen by someone who steals the identity, rolls up all kinds of debt in the name of a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that six-year-old doesn't find out about it until they become, 18. Maybe they're going for a car loan or student financing for college. And then they found out their credit is ruined. So what is allowed now in some states, I'm trying to get here in Massachusetts, is new laws that will allow a credit freeze of an account for a child. And in that way, you prevent the identity theft from even occurring.
All right. So that's good. I think there are a lot of things. There are tax breaks. I'm looking at the minimum wage was a big thing as it increases pretty much everywhere. There are a lot of people who want to sue folks over that. Anyway, new laws, new year, new beginnings, but the old faithful Stephen J.J. Wiseman will continue to join us on the countdown every week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Stephan on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.